Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Life. It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry, you motherfucking bitch of a Dave? What is going on?
I don't deserve that. What's up, Craig?
What's up, and good day to Blandy.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
You're all listening to the one Knicks podcast that is now depressing. Depressing. Blandy, play Brandon's fucking voicemail. Brandon, who we haven't heard from in how long, Barry?
I don't know, 7 months, 8 months?
7 or 8 months. And here is Brandon back into our lives.
Hey, boys. It's been a minute. We're glad to have you guys back. But I got to say this. Listening to the brand new pod is probably the most depressing shit I've heard in a long time. It made me wonder how much of a Hard Knicks life I have. It's a wake up in the mornings, usually around Tuesday or Wednesday, and I go for my jog and I see my favorite pod. And I'm like, oh man, this is great. And we would laugh. Sometimes we would cry, talk about each other's dicks or taking shits. And then I wake up to this, how you don't want to do it anymore. You feeling some type of way. Now my Knicks news is on fast forward. And Craig, I just feel like you're not in it anymore, man. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this because I used to get excited. And even if it's not Knicks news, even if you just touch on news and talk about you guys, just all I'm saying is maybe I'm rambling right now.
Yeah, you're rambling.
But don't lose the fire, man. We like you guys. I like hearing the stories. And yeah, I know sometimes maybe you don't want to do the pod or let us know. But getting on here and being a negative Nancy, I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know. Maybe this voicemail is not going to be played, but Craig, you are the captain of the ship. Barry and Blandy are going to follow you left or right. I don't know. Do with what you will. But, I really don't know how to feel about this.
You done? Is he done?
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
He's done.
That's done.
That is the last voicemail you'll ever get on this fucking show, Brandon. All right?
Just like that.
It's all about Brandon. It's all about Brandon, I guess. It's all about you and your fucking walk in the morning. turning on your favorite podcast and you need to be fucking entertained with our shit stories and our Knicks humor. And you don't apparently give a fuck about how anyone else feels. I'm Craig sorry if just... last week depressed anyone. I'm just fucking voicing how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm telling you it's going to be different this year. I'm going to tell you how I feel. You want me to fucking fake it? I'll fucking fake it for you, Brandon. All right. Whoa, we beat the fucking Celtics in preseason. Amazing. Let's talk about fucking Brunson's six goddamn minutes and watching Scrubs play the rest of the game. Let's talk about it, Barry. Let's talk about it. What do you want to talk about, Barry? What do you want to fucking talk about? Let's do it. Let's make Brandon fucking happy. Because right now, he's fucking walking around his town with a big smile on his fucking face. Because here we are pretending like we're not depressed.
Well, I'm not depressed.
You just told me you didn't even watch a fucking minute of the Knicks game.
It has nothing to do with... I'm not depressed.
Brandon doesn't give a fuck because you're not the captain of this ship. You're not the captain of this ship, Blandy. I am, and you're going to follow me when I go right or left. Is that true, Blandy?
Shit, hell, fuck.
Yeah, it is true.
So if I'm depressed, you're going to be fucking depressed. And if Barry's depressed, if I'm depressed, Barry's going to be depressed. But you know what? Brandon doesn't care. Because he's walking around right now, and he's being entertained. Okay? So let's entertain Brandon, Barry. Barry, how amazing was it watching the Knicks beat the Celtics? Who didn't play anyone who's even going to be on their 12-man roster in the first preseason
Pritchard
game.
Pritchard will be on their roster.
Well, yeah. But, I'm being so sarcastic. let's get excited, guys. Let's pretend.
I appreciate the honesty. I always want you to be honest. And if Brandon can't handle that for one episode, that's on him. This is your show. You are my captain, dear Captain O'Captain.
That's not how it is. It's Captain... It's... No.
You
tried, but that wasn't good.
Okay, all right. You know where I was going.
You didn't get that right, yeah.
You know where I was going. You opened up yourself and expressed how you felt in that moment and what was going through your mind. You didn't put on a charade. You didn't cancel the show, which is what would have happened, right? Last year, there were plenty of times you were depressed and didn't want to fucking do the show, and we would just cancel it or postpone it, and it'd be a bigger gap between shows. You got on here. You expressed how you were feeling. I have no issue with that. No problem with that. And if he does, I'm sorry, but fuck him. There will be entertainment. There will be laughs. There will be dick stories and shit stories and Knicks humor, as there always is. But if you're fucking not into it, yeah, I don't want you to put on a fake song and a dance, Craig.
Thank you, Barrett. Thank you.
You do you. I've said it before.
I'm down. I'm really down. How can you laugh when you know I'm down? How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
You know, Brandon, you have to realize that this show, okay, and this season's going to be better if we're all fucking honest with each other. All right, you like Barry said, you're going to get all the great stories you get. I don't know. Let's not depress Brandon anymore, all right? Because we're doing the show tonight because I'm not depressed. I'm not fucking depressed. This is like all in, Brandon, you're all in my fucking head.
You weren't until you heard his voicemail again.
I'm not fucking depressed.
Where
Jesus
do we have to put
Christ.
That ad read, Craig? Is that all ad read
I
have
said,
to go up
all
the
I
top?
All I said was
what?
That I don't want to talk about shit that doesn't matter. That's not depressed. And it's fucking not fun to talk about shit that you don't care about. Yeah, BetOnline. Football is back, and BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports wagering info with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL, college football at your fingertips. Jesus Christ. They suck at writing these, all right? Get your latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on stats, news, and odds. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BLEAV to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. Guys, before we get into the first Knicks preseason game, here's a little story, Brandon, about how you said My heart maybe not into it, all right? Heart will always be into the Knicks. And that was reminded to me this weekend when I went to Florida for my cousin Andrew's wedding. His parents, also my cousins, I went to their wedding in 1994, May 22nd, 1994. And they reminded me of how the whole wedding, I was under a table watching a Knicks-Bulls game. They were in the conference semifinals, game 7, against a Michael Jordan-less Bulls. For the whole fucking wedding, I was under this table with my little TV with antennas, watching this shitty broadcast, watching the Knicks beat the Bulls by 10 points when I was 16 years old back then. And they still talk about it today, that I had to fucking sneak in this TV. And there were like people, there were fucking adults and friends of theirs getting under the table to watch with us because they heard about it. So Brandon, don't fucking tell me I might not be in it. When this shit matters, I'll be into it. And Barry, thank you for having my back. And Blandy, fuck you for not having my back. All right,
I didn't say I don't have your back. I just said I'm not depressed.
You didn't really take my back like Barry did. Your team Brandon feels like. Okay. All right, guys. Preseason games are back. The Knicks had one, and then we're off for like a week. Well, what did this game against the Celtics tell you? What did you learn from this game, Barry?
I learned that I have a team that a lot of these guys have been around each other for years now, and it shows. I mean, when that starting five was out there, they looked like a solid unit, and it was evident that they knew where their spots were and they knew what they had to do and getting the ball to each other. It had a good vibe right on the outset of the game.
I agree.
Yeah, Brunson.
And again, I don't care who's sure. On the other side. I don't care who the Celtics trotted out there. You know, this was the second half of a back-to-back for them, so their top six players who all played the night before got the night off. Literally their best six players. Yeah. But that doesn't matter. Again, it was a chance for the Knicks to get in a game situation. It, you know, obviously Blandy didn't care that much about it. A lot of people don't care that much about it. Over 19,000 fans that were in attendance that night seemed to care. You know, I want to get a glimpse of this team on the court. I mean, as the game went on, I got a little bit less interested, especially by the time it got to the fourth quarter and it was apparent that, you know, rotation players weren't going to see much of the court anymore. I lost a little bit of interest. But yeah, it was good to see them back together. It was good to see maybe what guys have been working on. Maybe, oh, this guy's got some touch. You know, again, I'm not going to overreact to Barrett making all his free throws or not shooting the ball well from the field or DiVincenzo not getting off to a good start. But it's, again, it's stuff that we're going to analyze over the course of these four games and then when we get into the season. So I'm into it.
Now, for those of you like Blandy who might not even know if we won or lost.
I know Blandy, we won.
Oh, Blandy, you ruined it. But play Ralph's voicemail.
All right.
Next win! Jeez. Wow. First preseason game. And no, the Celtics, arrested a lot of their starters. Doesn't matter. We won.
Yeah, wins and losses, I mean, that's the last thing that matters in these games.
Doesn't matter at all. It was nice to see like Brunson play his 6 minutes. He came back just where he left off, right? Looked great. Doesn't match just preseason, but he looked good.
Yeah, he
Randall
good.
Looked good in limited, looked great in limited minutes. You know, IQ had a good game.
Great game.
It just felt consistent to last season, like you said, Barry. We had one missing face. That really came to reality when we didn't see Obi out there and saw his brother Jacob.
Yeah, hey, we still had an alley-oop to Toppin this game. That's still here.
Jericho Sims, I think, was like the played backup power forward, kind of. Was the first
most
power
of the game,
forward off
which,
the bench.
You know, didn't look that great. But
him and Mitch on the floor together, you know, always interesting.
Yeah.
But Mitch looked great. You know, there's not going to be like these... There's not going to be the first few weeks of the season where Thibodeau or anyone else is making excuses about how these guys have to build chemistry because it's virtually the same team. as last season. And they went, had a long season. They went to the playoffs. They went to round two. They had a lot of games together. So they should pick up right where they left off. Did you like what you saw out of Jacob Toppin? I don't know if he's going to be in, he's not going to be in the rotation. So let's not waste too much time on him. What'd you see from him that's different from Obi?
Oh, that's different from Obi? Not that much. I mean, look, he's another athletic guy. He's got great hops, just like his brother. We saw a good defensive block by him. It's hard for me to tell you, you know, in comparison to Obi, you know, what this guy is going to be or do, because I don't think he's going to do anything for this team. I think, like you said, he's going to ride the bench the whole season. I'd be surprised if we see him in any regular season games outside of garbage time.
Thibodeau had this quote that Obi's got more talent right now, but his brother plays defense. Did you hear that? Did you hear that quote?
I did hear a defensive praise. Yeah, yeah. Edging out his brother. Yeah.
He was shooting, he was jacking up threes like his brother, not hitting any of them. What else, who else stood out, guys, in this game? Anything else? Anyone else? First looks at Dante DiVincenzo. Fournier played. Hart did not play. I mean, they're just playing Fournier to what? Showcase him? He's not going to get time, no matter how well he plays. How many small forwards could they possibly play?
Yeah.
Which is really a shame, because he does shoot threes as well as anyone on the team.
Sure.
But, you know, it would be nice if they found a way to unload him. Just to not have that, this constant presence of maybe negativity. Because I feel like that's why they got rid of Obi, right? Because he
really
was desperate for playing
time.
We couldn't give it to him.
We heard of one outburst of his that potentially, like in the playoffs, where he went off it on Thibodeau. There was that report.
Right, but during the FIBA thing, he was pretty open about wanting to go somewhere where he's going to play. So during the season, yeah, he was quiet, but...
Yeah, no, I think the chemistry's great with this team. I love Julius Randle's energy on and off the court, all smiles. And we saw a lot of that last year as well, just really good mindset. And he had a great season last year, you know, so.
And, you know, maybe it will be good for Julius to just not have Obi back there.
Yeah, well, you know what the
not
other thing
the,
is,
not
too?
Have the fans, like, pining for Obi constantly. We've got literally nobody. Yeah. There's nobody. I don't care if Julius Randle is out there fucking breaking everyone's laptop and screaming at everyone. There's literally nobody off that bench that you want to come in to play for him. No matter how bad he is.
So you've got that whole side of it, and whoever that plays in Julius Randle's psyche, I don't know. But I think what will play well in his psyche is that this is year two of Jalen Brunson. I think Brunson made it clear to the NBA world that this is going to be his team. Look, Randle was the one that made the All-Star team. Brunson didn't. Randle was the one that made All-NBA. Brunson didn't. I believe Brunson will be there this year. Maybe not All-NBA, but I think Brunson's going to be at the All-Star game, probably with Randle. And I think Randle is going to give up that position. You know, last year, going into the season, Randle probably didn't know if he was going to be the alpha or not the alpha, but I think it's clear that Brunson is. Brunson's a clear leader. He's a more vocal leader than Randle is, and being the point guard and the production that he put out and all the minutes that he gets. I think Randle is going to take less shots. He's already made a comment about being more efficient, and one way you need to be to get up your efficiency is going to be better shot selection. So therefore, his use is going to be down a little bit. And he's going to let Brunson take over. And that's going to be a load off of his shoulders. And I think it's going to ease him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe all of this will ease him. And yeah, the Knicks seem to, there seems to be all these quotes about the Knicks front office thinking Brunson is going to get so much better than he is now.
There's no reason to think he won't.
Yeah.
There really is.
I'm with you. Which is exciting.
It really is.
Barry, why don't you lead the way? Because I know you brought in these articles with you.
Sure. So,
what do you want to talk about first? The Bleacher or the
ESPN? Yeah, let's go with the Bleacher Report article that came out today. So they put out a piece titled NBA Starters Who Should Come Off the Bench. And they just did their top five NBA starters who come off the bench. And Quentin Grimes was one of the five that they chose. The other four being Marcus Morris on the Clippers, Terry Rozier of Charlotte, Dwight Powell on Dallas, and D'Angelo Russell of the Lakers. But, you know, and then they would write a little thing on why this guy shouldn't be a starter. But the whole thing about Grimes was more cheerleading for Josh Hart to take his position. You know, they cited a better and more polished overall game by Josh Hart. The fact that with Hart next to Randall and Brunson compared to Grimes next to Randall and Brunson, the team's net rating over 100 possessions skyrocketed from a plus 1.6 to a plus 18.1. And then they also cited Hart's salary as a reason. But first of all, Hart wasn't there the whole season, so that's not fair to do to Grimes. Secondly, Grimes is just a better fit, I think, in this group. You know, again, Grimes isn't going to have a big, you know, user rating here next to Randall and Brunson, right? But you need him there to pop out for those open threes. You need his defense in that starting lineup. He's really, kind of getting into that true 3-and-D player that he was as advertised, and he showed what he could do last year. You know, I expect his numbers are going to go up, his shooting numbers, his percentages. I just thought it was a stupid pick, in my opinion, and the reasons just were kind of faulted.
Yeah, don't you think that's just an opportunity to just throw a Nick in there? That's how it works. Are you just not happy that I'm happy they didn't put RJ in that list? Could have easily put RJ.
They could have easily put RJ Barrett in there, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm with you. If you take him out of the lineup, the three-point shooting is much weaker.
Yeah.
Even though Josh Hart was pretty good when he came to us last year, he's not.
Yeah, and then it looked what? Like he got gun-shy towards the end, right?
Yeah. It is stupid. So, since I don't talk about stupid shit, let's not talk about it too much. Let's get to the ESPN Top 100.
Yeah, as they do every year.
That's fun.
The Knicks have six players this year in their Top 100, which is pretty awesome. They released the 100 through 51 today.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I guess they're going to probably release it, tomorrow? I mean, how long are they going to drag it out that they're going to do the Top 50?
Yeah, so they had four in the 100 to 50, and you're just assuming...
I'm assuming Randall and Brunson are going to be in the top 50. They have to be.
Let's
they would have
hope.
To be.
Yeah.
You would think so.
But Mitchell Robinson, he was number 100, so he just made the list. Emmanuel Quickley at 92, Josh Hart at 91, RJ Barrett at 71.
Did you look up where those guys were last year?
I know Robinson was 98 last year, so he dropped two spots. I did not look up where the other guys were last year.
I looked up the 100 to 50 last year. Okay. Mitch 98, Julius 71, Brunson 67, RJ 63. So RJ last year was ahead of Brunson.
And Julius,
which
Julius was coming off a pretty bad year. That was like in that in between year, you know, that he had.
So Brunson and Julius are gonna jump up a lot. I mean, Brunson might be could he be a top 20?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No,
I think he's probably in the 30s.
30s.
That's what
because again, so here's how they were. Explained how to vote for this. So it was, basically 150 reporters, editors, producers, and analysts. They were asked to rank players based on their predicted contributions, quality, and quantity for the 23-24 season only.
You think Brunson's ahead of Randall?
I think they're going to be pretty fucking close.
I think Brunson will be ahead of him.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, who knows?
I do,
obviously,
too.
He didn't get the same accolades. I'm not sure.
I do, too. Again, this is taking into account where they're going to be. I mean, Brunson's only, had six seasons. So, I mean, it's still early in his career. And the stride that he made last year, the fact that he's not coming into a new system, that he's got the same guys around him, He's going to take a huge leap, I think.
So this season, we've got 6 in those top 100. Last year, we had 4. And I swear, I didn't look it up because I didn't go this far back, but I remember a few years ago when we were doing this podcast that we had like 1 or none in the top 100.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Knicks were a bottom dweller.
And now we have 6.
With no talent.
I mean, having 6 has to be more than a lot of teams, right, Jay, if you do the math on that?
Well, I mean, 6 out of 100, there's how many teams? 30 teams? 12 teams? That's like...
It's like about 450 players, if you say 15.
Yeah, I mean, so that's not bad. Not bad at all.
All right. You all hear that music.
Oh.
Are you ready to do it, Blandy? Do you have news? Brandon does not want to do it on Fast Forward.
Okay.
So let's not ruin his walk. I don't know how long he fucking walks for. But he wants to keep walking.
Well, I had...
So give it really slow. We'll just... How long should we do the news for, Barry? What do you think would make Brandon happy? 15 minutes?
Well, you kind of did a 180. You were like, fuck Brandon earlier. And now it sounds like you're like trying to apologize to him.
I'm just fucking being sarcastic. Yeah, that's right. Fuck you, Brandon. Let's do the news in 15 seconds, all right? Plandy, go.
Okay.
No. You do, man. No.
So this is not really a story, but it just follows up with one of the things we talked about last week. Kai Jones, who had been put on indefinite leave with the Hornets, is now officially asked for a trade. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, who gives a shit? But I just wanted to follow up with
was
last
that,
week.
Was that official trade request on the one on Twitter that I saw, or was there another? I saw a tweet from him. I'm officially requesting a trade. And I was like, is that the real
I don't know. I just know that he did request a trade officially. He asked them to move him.
And what did he do a few weeks ago?
Remember they said he was stepping away from the team indefinitely. They didn't know how long because he had been posting all these weird things on Twitter and had done a really odd Instagram live session thing that had people worried about his mental health.
Didn't he say he's better than LeBron or Michael Jordan?
Yeah, he was a better mid-game than mid-range jumper than Jordan, and that he was better than LeBron, somebody else. It was a bunch of crazy shit. He was talking shit about people on the team with him. So
now he's requesting a trade.
Yeah.
Is that related?
I would assume so. I would assume. There's really not much going on. I mean, I'll briefly mention that Brendan Malone, former assistant coach for the Knicks, passed away, father of Mike Malone, who's the coach of the world champion, or the NBA champion, Denver Nuggets. But most of what I have here is, did you see that the NBA GM survey was released today? That they do every year? Who do you think NBA GMs think will win the finals this year? It's actually a tie for first.
Milwaukee.
Two teams.
Oh, wait, let me guess here. Who do we think NBA GMs will think will win the title?
Yeah.
The final?
All right, I don't want to guess again because I already guessed one, so you should go, Craig.
Yeah, let me...
What are you doing?
I want to pull up the standings. I want to...
For what?
I just want to not forget about anyone.
How are you going to forget the top teams?
No.
Better not be Phoenix. I don't believe in Phoenix.
I'll say the Celtics. I don't know.
It's the Celtics and the Nuggets each at 33%.
Oh, the Nuggets.
Nope.
See,
Milwaukee at 23%, Phoenix at 7%, and then the Clippers at 3%.
Boston will find a way to fail.
I don't know if Mazzola can lead them to the championship.
Me neither.
Where did they pick the Knicks to finish?
I wouldn't be surprised if Mazzola gets fired midseason.
If they're not like a top one or two seed midway through, yeah.
A late November firing.
I don't even know how he didn't get fired last season.
Right.
Because he was like the laughing stock for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't really understand what happened there. Where do we think the Knicks will finish?
Yeah, where did they say?
Oh, that was will the Knicks
six
finish?
Yeah.
Well, they put the rankings for the Eastern Conference. So where are the, you say six, Craig?
I say six in the East. Barry? That they would say.
Yeah, I mean, the Heat are going to get like a stupid high seeding based on last year, which is ridiculous because I don't think it's going to be high. I think they're a fucking shit team and just had a good run. But again, this is the GM, so the GM's propped them up. Knicks, I'm going to say six also.
Knicks at five. Mm. Miami at six, by the way.
Oh, good.
So what's their one through four?
Boston, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Philly, Knicks, Miami, Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's all they did was the top seven. MVP, what do you think?
I think this is Doncic's year, but it won't be because Dallas sucks. So they're not going to award him with an MVP, even if his numbers are up there. I can't see Embiid getting a back-to-back.
I'll say Giannis. Fucking safe bet.
Yeah, Giannis. Yeah, the talent around him.
Joker.
Joker's number one. Tatum's got to be high, two. Actually, probably.
Tatum is third.
Yeah.
Way behind Jokic, though. Way behind.
So you said Jokic, Giannis, Tatum?
Yeah. And then Luka. Yeah. Let's see if there's any other good ones. If you were starting a franchise today and you could sign any NBA player, Jokic was one, but Victor Wembanyama was second, which is interesting.
Jokic was one.
Yeah.
Really? He would not be the first guy I would want to sign.
Let's see. Best point guard in the league?
Jalen Brunson, obviously.
No, he's not even in the top four there. No.
I'm
trying to see if there's anything else in here about the Knicks.
Best point guard in the league right now. Who is it? Who do they put? Barry, do you want to guess?
Steph Curry.
I thought he was going to be too old for them to say Steph Curry.
I'm trying to see. There doesn't seem to be any Knicks in any of these things because it's like best at each position. What team had the best offseason? There's no mention of the Knicks in any of this stuff, unfortunately.
Or should there be? Knicks are going about their business.
They didn't do anything except for Dante. But I just mean in general, like they're not coming up. They're not coming up for anything. Nothing on defenders, interior defender, nothing.
Do they predict a sixth man or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, quickly, man.
Let's see. No. They just have MVP, Rookie of the Year. That's it. Versatile defender, coaches, who's the... And no mention of Tibbs on any of these.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put money on quickly for sixth man this year.
Are you?
Why the hell not? He was so close last year. And again, he's another one that continues to get better. He's so young.
This is interesting. What team has the best home court advantage? Tied for fifth, Knicks. Weren't we not good at home last year? Are they just saying like overall?
This is based on how they typically perform at home or based on their fans?
It's just based on the GM.
I think this has to be based on the fans.
Because Utah is a good...
And how loud arenas get.
Utah is a great arena.
Yeah, they're ranked number four. God, there's so many freaking things here. How the fuck did they...
Is Golden State up there for hometown? For a home arena? Sacramento? Is Sacramento up there?
Denver, then Golden State, then Sacramento. Those are the top three.
Yeah.
Denver's
those places are crazy.
And then Utah and then New York.
Utah is four?
Yeah.
So I would never guess that.
They get crazy.
Yeah, they're always,
I always notice that. Crazy.
Whenever I watch a game, super
loud. That's the only, the Mormons don't do anything crazier than that.
they get crazy. But yeah, there's like so many different categories here, but whatever. It's just wanted to go over some of the big ones.
Do they do top five arenas to take a shit in?
No, they do not. But that would be interesting, though. I wonder.
Yeah. You should do that. You should do a vlog about that.
Orlando.
Like try and hit every Maybe one the of the best. Arenas?
Orlando is the best.
That would be difficult.
To take a shit in.
How would you know that? You've been there?
Because they have low attendance at that arena. You could probably get a private stall, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that bathrooms themselves are nice.
Atlanta?
Yeah, it's by Disney. They keep everything clean.
I just have a feeling like Atlanta's bathrooms are disgusting for some reason.
Yeah, I agree. I said Orlando.
Oh, you said Orlando?
Yeah, Orlando.
Because it's Florida?
It's Florida. It's by Disney, so it's clean. And like I said, low attendance.
I don't think that means it's clean. It's Florida. And Florida's not necessarily clean.
It's got to be based on the age of the arena, right? The new arenas probably have nice bathrooms.
You know where
Milwaukee's
probably
got a nice bathroom.
Probably nice bathrooms is the Sphere in Las Vegas. That probably has nice bathrooms. I bet
place
you
looks
James Dolan
awesome.
went all out on the bathrooms at that place.
Have you taken a shit at MSG?
No. No, I
never.
Have not. Nope.
Oh, I once had one of those ice cream sundaes in the like baseball helmet, which I don't even know why would they have a baseball helmet there.
Maybe they had a hockey helmet?
That was at a Nick game. It was like a baseball helmet though.
Okay.
But that, I think that was at the time when I wasn't sure if I was lactose intolerant. I was.
Now you are sure.
Well, actually, you know, now I'm not sure. But back then, I wasn't sure. And then after I had that Sunday, I was sure. But
well, we hit our one shit quota story in this episode.
But I did have to go running to, tear apart that bathroom. It's not a great place to do that.
I was at Radio City on Saturday, and I was afraid I was going to have to use the bathroom there. But luckily, that didn't happen. But I was nervous.
What was that Radio City?
A comedy show.
I was there too.
Who'd you see? Who
did you guys see? Nate Bargatze was there.
Nate Bargatze.
My wife couldn't stop talking about the bathrooms when we left because she said, she said they had like old school phone booths lined up without the phones in them. They had like this long countertop with these beautiful benches. She said she was like picturing like in the 1950s, just like these women in dresses, like sitting there, you know, powdering their noses or whatever. And she said it was really, really cool and very like an old school feel. And clean.
Is that just the women's bathroom or both of them?
Men's room.
I didn't go.
I took a piss in the men's room. It wasn't necessarily pleasant.
Did you scout it out in case you did have to shit?
Well, I actually went into one of the stalls because there was no dividers between the urinals, so I wasn't all about that because I have horrible stage fright. And the stalls are very, very tight, very tight. Like, there's not a lot of room in there. Like, I basically had to walk, like, all the way in and was, like, standing basically on top of the toilet just to be able to close the door behind me so that way I could take the piss. And then, you know, it flushes and then you're like basically standing over it again so you could open the door so you could get out. It wasn't a pleasant experience.
Huh. My kids went apple picking this week. Monday. Not with me because I did not have off for Columbus Day. But they went apple picking and they had their first experience using porta potties.
Oh, that's horrible.
So my daughter was like telling me all about it. She went there like, she used them like 3 to 5 times.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
I was like, you sat on it? She sat on it? Which like, I was like, ugh.
From her point of view, was it a pleasant experience or not a pleasant experience?
She was like, she actually said they were clean, but you could see like yellow shit inside them. And she was like, yeah, they don't flush. It's just like piles up and up and up.
It's disgusting.
And one time she saw blue in it. Like I can't imagine. I was like, was mommy in there with you? I hope.
Like you're just so I hope she didn't send
she
her
like,
in there
she
on her own.
She came in, but then she like went out for a minute. And I was like, she left you in there alone, and you're just like putting your head in that thing, looking around. I can't imagine
that's disgusting.
What she was exploring in that fucking porta potty. She was telling me about how sometimes she would see the blue in there. I was like, I think that's like clean. Is that cleaner? I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably like blue. It's probably blue water that they keep in there. Yeah, yeah, to keep it clean.
So like I don't. Something. I would have hoped that my wife would tell her, "Do not let your skin make contact with that seat." You know. But I think she did.
Well, she has to. I mean, think about her
She
height.
Has to?
She has to climb up on top of that seat. She can't hover over it.
Oh God, I can't. Can't imagine. Can't imagine.
That's a lot of germs. Oh, by the way.
That's the way the basketball.
That's the way.
Oh, okay, good.
Skip ball. I was about to say, when the fuck is this? When's the winner? You gonna bounce that ball, please?
We started talking about taking a shit, so I mean, what did you want me to do?
Kept us hostage in that newsroom.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's show. Remember, you can reach out to us. It's a hardnickslife at gmail.com. You can follow Barry at Barry Dworkin?
Yes.
And Blandy at Blandy Hooper. And Barry, where can they call us?
You could call us at 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-37.
What are you looking at?
What are you doing?
4-1.
What are you looking at?
What are you? Is that the right time to...
The numbers. Really? I was looking at the numbers and the letters matching them up. I should have this shit written down in front of me.
Wow.
You know.
All right, so 516-336-3741.
Yeah, your hot takes, your cold takes.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Anything Knicks.
Yeah, you want to talk about...
Or your
about...
personal life. You want advice on something? This is a safe space, or maybe it's not.
Sure, it's not for some listeners.
That's right. We just found out. Maybe it's
you
not
want
a safe
to call
space.
In and...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to call in and, you know, critique our moods every show...
Or if you just
see
want some unapologetic
your
advice
agenda.
For your own shit. Your own shitty life.
Yeah. We want people to call in when they're not feeling good about something or when they're feeling great about something.
It is a hard Knicks life.
Judge.
Yeah.
It is a hard Knicks life. All right, Blandy, when are the Knicks playing next? And who are they playing?
I don't have the slightest idea.
Okay, Barry.
Yes.
Why don't you give us that then?
They're playing Saturday night, October 14th.
Saturday
against
night.
Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota
Anthony
Timberwolves.
Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves.
See, wow.
I knew that.
All right. So what is that? 6 days off between games. 5 or 6 days. And then the season starts when, Barry? October 25th, right? Is that right?
Yeah, Wednesday, October 25th against
Not
Boston.
Not that far off.
Four preseason
games. Those early
games
against Boston, man, in the regular season are fucking exciting.
We will be up for the fucking challenge, I think. Mm. We will be.
Oh, me too. Tibbs will have these guys fucking prepared.
All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.